Belinda presents this unabridged recording of He Will Find You, written by Charlie Gallagher and read by Antonia Beamish. This book is a work of fiction. Names, characters, businesses, organizations, places, and events are either the product of the author's imagination or are used fictitiously. Any resemblance to actual persons, living or dead, events or locales is entirely coincidental. Author's note. I am inspired by what I do and see in my day job as a frontline police detective, though my books are entirely fictional. I am aware that the police officers in my novels are not always shown positively. They are human, and they make mistakes. This is sometimes the case in real life, too. But the vast majority of officers are honest and do a good job in trying circumstances. From what I see on a daily basis, the men and women who wear the uniform are among the very finest, and I am proud to be part of one of the best police forces in the world. Charlie Gallagher. Chapter 1. Sunday. Diane Cummings heard the brakes squeal and felt the car lurch at the same time. It rocked her forwards gently. Her head had been back against the headrest, her eyelids fluttering closed. The early morning daze still hadn't worn off.
"What the hell?"
her husband muttered next to her. She opened her eyes. They were just a few metres from the entrance to the car park where John would drop her off. She was due at work, already running late. Her eyes were dragged to movement across the front of their car. A small boy, 10 or 11 years old, maybe. He looked slight, his walk more of a stumble. He was in a grey top with a purple hood, his hair a dirty brown. She could make out freckles on a filthy face. His bottoms matched his top. They were grey too, but the purple detail was ad hoc, like a splatter pattern. As he moved to the other side, she could see he was barefooted.
"Jesus, John, that's blood!"
She pushed open her door. The crossing in front of their car was raised, and she stumbled a little as she made her way around. Light raindrops combined with a chilly breeze snapped her fully awake.
"Hey, you okay?"
she called out. The face that turned to her was wide-eyed and terrified. She raised her hands, palms out, and slowed her walk.